We're back after our holiday break, and while we were away, all three of us checked out Aquaman.
So we thought as a bonus episode, while things are still a little quiet in 2019, we share our thoughts on the flick.
So here are our personal takes on the James Wan movie about the King of Atlantis. Okay, guys. Let's just get this out of the way right off the bat. What were your overall thoughts? If you had to rate Aquaman out of 5, where do you put it?
Well, for me, I'm going to give it like a solid 2.5 out of 5. This movie is bonkers, guys. And for the majesty that it has, like James Wan's special effects are off the chart. This movie looks so expensive.
Yeah.
I'm giving it, like, all the technical praise.
Yeah.
But I had serious issues with Jason Momoa. And, you know, I'll talk about it a little bit later. But I felt like the best part of the movie that kept on sort of getting missed was the chemistry between Mera and Momoa, or Aquaman.
Yeah.
I thought that was, like, sort of the best part of the movie. And Nicole Kidman at the beginning was so amazing. I know she had to go away, but I kind of wanted more of that level of action
right.
that happened in the house.
Yep.
And we got a lot of weird, different sort of action. So anyway, that's my personal take. Caesar, you reacted pretty strongly to my 2.5. What do you think?
I think what you're saying, you have some valid points. When I look at the film as a whole, if I'm going to rate it out of 5, I think I'd give it a 3.25.
3.25.
And the reason...
very specific.
Okay. Just because I think my highlights was Amber Heard as Mera. I think she was, I think, the star of the show. There was a little bit of story stuff that I didn't like, but I enjoyed the... It almost felt like an old school Indiana Jones type movie with, you know, it wasn't necessarily the hero and the heroine. It felt like Mera and Aquaman were on level ground in terms of how he was treating her.
Which made sense because her power set was
incredible.
Also one of the best parts of the film.
Yeah, exactly. And she stole a lot of those scenes. Like her, just like some of the facial things she would do and, you know, even some of the things like, for example, the Pinocchio part of what she finally, like, you know, learned that that's where he got that from. I thought that was hilarious. But what about you, Darren? What would you think?
Well, in listening to what you guys are both saying, I my initial reaction was a 2, like a soft 2. But in hearing what you're saying, I would bump that up to a soft 2.5. Simply because the story was nothing spectacular. However, it was interesting to, you know, they did bring it basically from the comic into the big, onto the big screen. So that was fun.
Did it feel the same way? Because I had moments where they were sliding through and showing you Atlantis, and I was like, wow, this is like the Rainbow Road all over again.
Yes, absolutely. There were a lot of similarities between the two, for sure. And that is one of the, that's why it's got more than a 2 as far as stars go, because the visuals were really well done. It was beautiful. The underwater stuff was awesome, and it was still ripply, so you could still see that it's underwater, it's not just above ground. So it was really cool that way. But then you get into the nitty-gritty of it, you've got your Jason Momoa, who I have decided to start calling Rock Light, because...
Wow. Okay.
Because
tell
he's
us how you really feel.
He is the Rock, the light version of the Rock. He doesn't have the same charisma that the Rock does, but he would love to, and he's trying, and you can see that, but he's not the Rock, so.
Definitely had much better charisma in his own film than I found he had in Justice
League. I agree on that.
Well,
I agree with you.
Yeah, but that was mostly because he only had, you know, 15 seconds worth of time to actually do stuff in the Justice League.
Well,
so
that sort of comes back to my what I want to ask. And what I want to ask is, you know, what do you guys think of Aquaman as a superhero movie in 2019, 2018, whatever? We've seen so many superhero movies. What do you think of it as that instead of Caesar, to your point, an Indiana Jones run or, you know, a fantasy movie, Darren? Like, this is supposed to be a superhero movie, and I didn't find anything particularly heroic about our hero.
I'm going to have to disagree a little bit with you there. In terms of a superhero movie, the suit at the end, Ocean Master's suit, which is literally ripped out of the comics. Him riding that seahorse. Like, these are things that, like, if you look at the comics, you know it's a superhero movie. What I think was the part for me that made him more of a superhero was his ability to try to do the right thing and balance himself. I don't know if he didn't do it as well as he could have, but there was that sense of balance of making sure that he, you know, did the right thing for Atlantis and for the people above water.
I guess the only time I saw that happen was when he was speaking to the giant monster he had to defeat to become the Ocean Master.
Right.
And we had a moment of humility. And I felt like that's the only part in the film. And that was, to his credit, I don't think Jason Momoa is the greatest actor, but to his credit, that was one of the more believable parts of the film. Was I'm just trying to do this so that I can save my home. And that was the first time that he wasn't surfer boy idiot challenging the throne of Atlantis. What are you doing, man?
But he didn't, like, but he didn't so want it though. Things. He didn't want it from the get go. He didn't want any of this. They thrust it upon him and said, "You're the firstborn. This is your thing." And he's like, "I don't want that." So I didn't see it as a huge departure for him to suddenly say, you know, "I'm not worthy." Yeah, he said that the entire time.
So you guys both thought, as a superhero film, he was heroic and was, he filled those shoes for a movie.
100%. And it felt, because it was him learning how to be a hero. That's what I felt like what the story was about. Yeah. He's learning what to do, how to do it, and why he has to be that person.
All right, I'll give you that. That's actually a really, I never thought of it that way, Caesar. So that's going to tweak my brain for the night. And I appreciate you saying that, because that's a better way to approach it.
And one of the things that I don't know if you guys have seen it, it reminded me a lot of the actual comic book, the cartoon movie, The Throne of Atlantis, minus Justice League. Right. And in that,
and minus Aquaman being a little harder, a little more stoic,
but
right. Because this is not that
Aquaman. No, it's not, but it's similar where he is reserved. He's pushing back, not wanting to go back to the people that, you know, shunned him originally. You know, he still feels like an outcast, but he learns to become a king through that whole story. Right. And that's how it felt. And like, I think James Wan did a good job in not necessarily making a superhero movie just ripped from the pages, but making him progress to be a superhero so that, you know, the next movies come out, those are the things that he's going to be able to do and be able to show why he is Aquaman.
And that's one of the things that I always talk about when we watch superhero movies is, and I feel like a broken record when I say this, but showcasing the level of their superhero abilities. And I thought they did a really good job of that in this one, for sure. You can see how strong he is and how powerful he is and how powerful that trident is in his hands. That was a no-brainer. Like, he is absolutely on the same level as Superman and Wonder Woman. He's way up there. I thought that was pretty cool.
I think out of everything, one of the most interesting parts of the film, I said it earlier, was Mera. And specifically for people who don't know about Aquaman, going in and understanding that Mera has a whole different skill set where she can manipulate water.
Yeah.
I think they did Mera very well.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Like, her power set was just incredible, the way she was able to do that. And even underwater, how she can...
The wine scene is probably my second favorite part of the whole film. First being he dives in with the flare and they're swimming down in the trenches just coming after them.
Yeah.
That was wild.
Yeah.
That alone got at that 0.5 up as far as visuals go. Because I literally in my seat was like, wow.
How about that one cut scene from Mara being chased by the Atlantis soldiers, and then it cuts right. There's no break into it to Arthur and Black Manta fighting, and it's all like one whole cutscene. I thought that was incredible how James Wan was able to do that.
Really creative action scene.
That was really cool. Yeah, I did have a lot of those cool moments where you're like, "Holy cow, that was pretty awesome!" Yeah, the wine scene, the underwater trench, the rooftop fighting. That was pretty awesome. Yeah.
So let me ask you guys, do you guys want an Aquaman 2?
Want is a strong word. Do I think there will be a sequel? Absolutely. Do I want one? But the only reason I say that is because he's asking if you want. I know. The only reason I'm saying I'm not necessarily 100% on board with wanting one is because Aquaman isn't my hero of choice. And, you know, the story is interesting for what it is, but that's as far as it goes for me. So do I want a sequel? Probably not. Do I think it'll be cool if they do it? If they do it right? Yes, absolutely.
For me, Caesar, they got to have all those supporting characters lined up. He works better as a guy playing off people. So as long as there's someone to play off of, I'd like to see him fight alongside Superman again. I'm not going to lie. That was great in Justice League. When they all fight together, I like that. I guess I'll have to settle for an Aquaman sequel.
Okay. I do want to see another one. Because I think some of the things story-wise that what they did with this is they set up a perfect second villain. Right?
Yeah.
So they gave the backstory of Black Manta, the father, the hatred, how he gets his tech, which is kind of cool. And you know, the doctor. Like those little pieces of like what James Wan did or the writers did to kind of give you the hint. You're like, ah, that guy's important. Oh, I know who he is. And then the constant Atlantis, like almost like it's, he's just yearning to see Atlantis. And now that he has a key to be able to try to get there. And based on the comics, like it's going to be, depending on the story, I think it could end up being a better film. Jay, like you were saying, I think he played well off other people, and I think he played well off that role or with Black Manta.
Let's just for a second, we got to delve into the Black Manta lore, if you will, because is that exactly how it happened in the comic books, that they were pirates and...
No, he... Black Manta, I believe... kills Aqualad.
That's correct.
There's really? There's a child circle thing where Black Manta's coming after him hard for revenge because I think Black Manta's son died and then he came after Aquaman's kid. Is that right,
Caesar?
I believe so.
I'm trying to remember a little bit, but that sounds right.
But they didn't want to let a kid die, so they changed it to the father, which
worked,
I think.
Well, worked is a strong word. But a phrase that you have used in other movies before that I remember, it's kind of stuck in my mind, is lazy writing. And to me, the whole Black Manta thing was just lazy because I don't understand how he can have a grudge when, if they weren't pirates, his dad would still be alive.
Well, this is a part of my what do you guys think of Aquaman as superhero movie, because that is the least heroic thing we see a superhero maybe ever do, is walk away from somebody in need.
It comes back to that coming of age of understanding what him as a hero needs to be, because what does Mero say to him? She's like, yeah, we don't need a king anymore. We need a hero to like take over.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things that we talked about in our early reaction, critic reaction to the film, was that somebody said it was the best DC movie since The Dark Knight. I don't think this movie is better than Wonder Woman. Caesar, do you?
No, I don't think it's better than, I would say it's close to Wonder Woman. I still think, for me, Man of Steel is my favorite DCU movie.
Darren, is this the best DC
Darren, are we gonna have to get
film since put some boxing gloves Dark Knight?
On? Yeah, Man of Steel. Oh my god. Okay.
Tell me what's wrong with well, that. This might be another day.
Well, that's an argument for another day for sure. But Wonder Woman and Aquaman are pretty much level in my book. They're pretty much level. They both are pretty good origin stories as to where they came from, why they are the way they are, and so now we can move forward with them as actual heroes. The difference, or not the difference, I guess the equalizing factor for both of them is that they both have big flaws. So the big flaw in Wonder Woman is the fact that this woman who is basically a god still has to be led around on planet Earth by a man. And, you know, he can hold her back and he can, you know, it just made no sense on that level. And then with Aquaman, you have this guy who the story just wasn't great. It was okay, but it just wasn't great. So that's to me, they're both just on par. They're absolutely on par.
Man of Steel is still better.
All right. Well, that's what we thought of the movie Aquaman. So let us know if you dug listening to our thoughts, and maybe we'll include more reviews going forward.
Thanks again for listening to the Comic Bugle. We'll be back again soon with more superhero news.
If you liked what you heard, be sure to subscribe to the show. And of course, leave us a rating or a review wherever you get your podcasts.
And be sure to send us your thoughts. You can reach out to us on Twitter at The Comic Bugle. Until next time.
I'm Darren.
I'm Caesar.
And I'm Jay. Thanks again for listening. And until our next big story, remember, not all heroes wear capes.